ICE detains 100 during raid on Memphis bar. By Warner Todd Houston on August 31, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, made a surprise raid on a Memphis bar that reportedly ended in the detention of some 100 bar patrons. The operation was launched late on Saturday night and continued into Sunday morning as ICE entered the El Corralón in the Berclair neighborhood of the city in what ICE described as a multi-agency operation, WHBQ-TV reported. On August 30, ICE conducted a multi-agency targeted enforcement operation on Macon Road in Memphis, Tennessee. An ICE spokesperson told the Commercial Appeal via email. This is an ongoing investigation. More information will be released when available. ICE also told the media that the raid was launched with a search warrant tied to an investigation into illegal gambling and drug activity. Videos made by onlookers show several vans pulling up and being loaded with detainees. Massive ICE raid in Memphis, Tennessee bar. ICE just filled more than three trucks at a bar called El Corralón in the wee hours of the morning. Agents hit the place and loaded illegal aliens until the vans were packed. This is exactly what we voted for, and it is what we pick.twitter.com/youeatme0dhh. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, August 30, 2026. Memphis city officials and police spokesmen denied any direct role in the raid and note they were only called in for traffic control after the raid began and once citizens began to gather on the streets outside the bar. Watch as women scream and cry outside the El Corralón in Memphis, Tennessee as three truckloads of their illegal alien men are loaded up and sent to detention. I'm not sure why these raids aren't happening across the country. This bar isn't the only one frequented by primarily pick.twitter.com/xhnbdhmvrk. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, August 30, 2026. Memphis Mayor Paul Young assured constituents that the Memphis police was only involved in traffic and crowd control and was not part of the planning or implementation of the raid. This morning's ICE raid on Macon Road has been unsettling for many people in our community, particularly families who are still trying to understand what happened and what it means for their loved ones, Young said in his statement. I can assure you of this, the people impacted by what happened this morning are our neighbors. They are part of the Memphis community, and they deserve to be treated with dignity. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.